Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Oh, there.
Okay, well, this is one of those topics I've already made all the mistakes for you, so I can explain to you the whole thing. That's all I want to do. If you're worried about getting preached down to, I'm not qualified to do that, okay? I agree with what these other pastors are saying, too, about fear. It's not so much the fear itself as what we do with it. And I want to explain this, and I'm going to go all the way back. Some of y'all are new, so we're going to go to the beginning. We're going to go to the Garden of Eden, okay? Now, in the Garden of Eden, this is in the Bible, everybody was naked. They were naked and they were happy. Everybody had no clothes on and they're walking around prancing to and fro, happy. Nothing going wrong with that. Nobody had any problems, issues, or concerns about that. Okay, God said one rule, don't eat the fruit of the tree, the knowledge of good and evil. They listened to the snake, just like Matt was talking about. They ate the fruit. And then the next thing that happens is, and this is in Genesis chapter 3, the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" The man answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And God said, "Who told you that you were naked?" Now, there's a lot in here we need to break down. And we're going to get into all of it. First of all, who even invented the word naked? Nobody ever had clothes on. You follow me? They didn't have a word for it because that's what everybody was, naked. If the man pulls up and says, "I'm naked," say, "What? How do you even know that word?" You in a whole different category of thinking here than I intended. And the other thing is, I was afraid because I was naked. What are you afraid of? See what I'm saying? There's a lot of things to be afraid of. Being afraid of being naked is not the biggest thing to be afraid of. I'm naked all the time. It doesn't bother me at all. And I know God's seen it before, so I'm not afraid to be naked in front of God at all. This is the question I want to ask you is, who's telling you what to be afraid of? Okay? Who's telling you what to be afraid of? Because I see people in this room, and you know I love you. I'm not going to say a hard word to anybody today. But I talk to you, and y'all are afraid of things that it makes no sense to me to be afraid of. I think you've already overcome. Follow me? I think you've already overcome bigger challenges than the ones you face moving forward. I believe that. Can you get your mind around that? You have already had your struggles and you have already figured out how to overcome things. There's nothing in your future for you to be afraid of. Amen? You don't have to be afraid. Who told you that you were naked? See, the devil has a way of coming to us and telling us what we have to be concerned about. He didn't have any reason to be concerned about these things. The Lord can tell when we've been listening to the devil, and he's telling us what we need to be concerned about. I hear all kinds of people get concerned about all different kinds of things, and worry over all different kinds of stuff. And what happens when you and I listen to the devil, we get that fear, we get that worry, we get that self-doubt going. And here's what happens with that. We start avoiding things. I don't want to go over there. I don't know about those people. They might look down at me if I go in that store, so I'm not going to go in that store. I'm not going to go to this part of town. I'm not going to do this thing. I'm not going to be around these people. I don't know about what's going on over there. I'm not going to go there. So pretty soon, when you get into that mindset, your world gets smaller and smaller and smaller. That's the devil has got you on lockdown. You follow me? The devil tells you where you can go. He tells you what you can't do. He tells you what to be afraid of. Pretty soon you have to recognize that fear is an options limiter. You don't need your options limited, do you? You don't need someone coming in to your life and saying, well, you can't get that job, so skip it. You don't need that. That's not helping you. That's not God's voice in your life saying, no, I don't think that's for you. You just need to get a stupid person job. That's not God telling you that. That's the devil tells you stupid things. You're naked, run, hide. That's stupid. Bless him. I don't know why he believed it, but that's every lie the devil has ever told me has been stupid. If I think about it for 5 minutes, I'm like, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense. Now, I'll buy into it, and I will live by it, and I will struggle with it without ever really dragging that lie out into the light and really asking, really, really, can I get this kind of job? Can I do this kind of thing? I met this brother in another church. It was over on the west side, and a fantastic brother, loved Jesus, had turned his life around, had been involved in some stuff, but he overcame that. He got into church, and he just loved the Bible. He loved reading the Bible. He loved talking about the Bible. Every time I'd see him, he'd have a question for me about it. He would ask about it. And I said, you know what? I think you should go to school, to go to college, and study the Bible, because that's what you really love to do. And he says, you know, well, you know, I couldn't afford that, so I wouldn't be able to do that. I said, well, first of all, that's not what I'm asking about, affording. I'm just asking, would you be interested in it? I said, I've got a thing that wouldn't cost you anything. You can go in, it's real college classes, and you could take it, and this is what you love. And he says, ah, no, that ain't for me. I said, how do you know? I know, because I've been in classes like that. I've done those kinds of things. You haven't. You don't know. I know, and I told you. So why are you telling me what your options are and what your options are not? See, this is what happens when we listen to the enemy. He tells us, that ain't for you. You can't pursue opportunities like that. And do you know why he's trying to tell you that? Because the devil is the one who's really afraid of what happens if you listen to God and do what he tells you to do and break through all these boundaries. Of course he's going to tell you, hey, you can't go over there. You can't do that. You wouldn't be able to accomplish that. They wouldn't accept you over there, because he's the one that's afraid. Yeah. He's the one that's worried what might happen if you really get a hold of these things and stop living in these fears and all these things. You know, as these other pastors were talking about, I think there's a lot of fear of the unknown, but I think a lot of the people I see struggling with are dealing with the fear of the thinking no. You follow me? You think you know what's going to happen over there. You don't, but you think you know. And you're very afraid of what's going to happen of the think you know. I say, you know, well, you know, I could, you know, you say, well, why don't you go over here and try this? That wouldn't work out. You think you know it wouldn't work out, but you don't know. We have to try these things. Do something new every day. How about that? Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your normal routine. Break free. Don't let that devil box you in. Last thing in the world you should let him do. That's been going on long enough. Am I right? Break those boundaries out. Do something new. Talk to somebody new. Do a different thing. Recognize we have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. We have to break these chains that hold us back. Matt was telling a story about Jesus and the disciples, and it was a story very similar where they were having a meeting, and they got in a boat, and they went and took off in the boat, and they got way out, too far from shore, to where they couldn't even see shore, and they can't even row back, and a storm came sweeping up, and a storm blowing, and they thought that storm was going to blow that boat over, and they were all going to drown. They're rowing as fast as they can, and they can't get back to shore, and Jesus is in the boat asleep. asleep. Now, they did what probably you and I would do, which is they went over there and shook him and say, wake up and start worrying like the rest of us. How dare you be casual in a moment where we're all going to die? Don't you even care? And Jesus stood up in the boat and whatever, and he's listening to them and all their nonsense, and it's hard to hear them, you know, with the wind and the waves. And so Jesus said, shut up. And the wind said this. Okay. And now, if you read your Bible, and I want you to go home and read your Bible, the Bible says they were scared of the storm. But it said when Jesus told the storm to be quiet, they were terrified. I understand that. I don't know if you understand it. I get that part. We just mouthed off to the wrong brother. Everybody start repenting because we in trouble now. Okay. Jesus turns to these brothers, and you know what he says? He says, where's your faith? Where's your faith? Now, if it had been me in the boat, I would have said, did you just see a storm that blew through here? Because that storm blew my faith right down the way here. That's what happened to my faith. The wind blew it. Let that wind go again. You'll see it go. That's how it works in my life. You put enough wind on me, I'm out of faith in that moment, see. I guess the Lord picked better brothers than me to get in his boat with him. There's nobody said that. But see, I think we all do. We all have those struggles. And, you know, I learned, I'm warming up the mic for our last pastor, and Pastor Edwards is going to come up. But I learned from him about the connection between faith and confidence. See, I have to have confidence that God's going to back my play. I have to have confidence. If Jesus is with me, doesn't matter about this storm. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You say, well, I did all kinds of wrong things. These people in this boat just finished screwing up, and he still made that storm quit on them. I mean, he may have had a bit of a hard word for him, but that's not going to kill you. The storm might kill you. You follow what I'm saying, but the hard word isn't going to kill you. He says, where's your faith? This is my point, and I'm going to leave it to our cleanup hitter. There is nothing for you who walk with God, for you who have a relationship with him, for you who have asked God to come into your heart, to be united with you, for your sins to be forgiven, for you to have him be the Lord of your life, for you, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. This is what the Bible says. Truly, Jesus said, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. That's in the Bible. See, I'm not making this stuff up. This is what God's trying to say to you today. Amen? We love you. God bless you. We love you.